Well, in addition to the climate summit, the UN General Assembly is meeting this week in its annual high-level session, and world leaders will take up Ukraine, the Ebola outbreak, and Islamic militants. President Obama will speak before the Assembly on Wednesday and preside over the Security Council this week. So what are the politics at stake for his administration? Let's ask NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, just before we go into those other issues, start with climate change. What can we expect from the president on that?
I think what we can expect from the president tomorrow, when he talks about this in the morning in New York, is we can expect him to be to embrace essentially the spirit of those protesters on Sunday, to be talking as though he were one of them, but he will not commit to the substance, or at least not to the specifics, of what they're proposing. He's going to be acting more as a convener of 120 nations to all talk about how they very much want to reduce emissions and deal with greenhouse gases and reduce the threat of global climate change, but he is going to be primarily in that role of cheerleader.
Well, but the UN meeting is usually about trying to get other countries to come along on issues. But of course, he's also speaking to the U.S. Congress. Can he expect any support from Congress on climate change?
Yes, there'll be some support from the people you would expect to support it, who have been longtime supporters of doing things that are more restrictive of the use of energy in the United States that would have some economic pinch to them. But, we referred earlier in the program to what has happened in the past. And in 1997, the world got together on something called the Kyoto Protocol. Mm-hmm. And that Kyoto Protocol was pretty much rejected by the United States Senate. They're not going to be any warmer to that concept when it comes out of next year's negotiations. And really, all of this is a lead-up to negotiations that are supposed to happen in Paris late next year.
Yeah. So there's climate change. But wait, there's more this week, because the General Assembly meeting, and this is being characterized as an extraordinary confluence of crises that they are taking up. Do you agree, or does it just feel that way?
It feels that way because, to a large degree, this is a confluence that we have seen only rarely. These are separate crises really with no relationship to each other, and they are striking at exactly the same time, both in terms of ISIS in Syria and Iraq, the crisis ongoing in that part of the world, the rise of Islamic State and the challenge that that's presenting to all these countries in their regions, but really to the world as a whole, which is the case the president's trying to make. And then on an frightening level, somewhat more limited geographically at the moment in West Africa, but with deep threats to the whole culture of Africa, is the Ebola outbreak.
Yeah. Well, the president will preside over the UN Security Council, as we said. Staying with ISIS, he's expected to ask countries to adopt a resolution that would make them prosecute citizens who either travel abroad to join terrorist groups or aid them by raising money. What else is a priority for the president in getting messages across to other countries?
What he would really like, and he will not get this from the Security Council meeting that he chairs on Wednesday afternoon, what he'd really like would be to get more concrete commitments from more countries to do more than just say that they support our battle against ISIS and the battle of all those who have already really committed to fighting against ISIS. He would like to get more cooperation from a country such as Turkey. He'd like to get more cooperation in terms of actual ground troop commitments from some of the other countries in the region, some of whom have agreed to train fighters against ISIS but are not ready to commit their own military forces. And let's face it, it's unpopular to send your troops to fight against ISIS if you think somebody else is going to do the job for you and you can just send in airstrikes, as we and the French and some others have already committed to do.
Yeah. President Putin won't be there, which robs everyone of the opportunity to see what would happen if Putin and Obama sat next to each other at a dinner party. But the AP is reporting that Russia is hoping that actually they keep a really low profile and that Ukraine will be moved to a back burner because of all these other issues.
You have to say that at this particular moment, the role of the United Nations is so much more important in some of these other issues than it would be with regard to Ukraine. That's not to say that there aren't a lot of people with a lot of fears about what Putin is, the pressure that's been put on the Ukrainian government in that region, but that is not what this particular week and this particular UN General Assembly is going to be primarily focused on.
Yeah. And Ron, we got about a minute. The Clinton Global Initiative is also meeting this week. It'll feature President Obama, former President Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton. And we know there's been a discussion of difference of opinion between the President Obama and Hillary Clinton on whether Obama waited too long to arm Syrian rebels. How is that likely to play out in just a couple seconds?
would not expect them to talk about it too much in public. It might come up some in their backroom conversations. But this is a political marriage, two political marriages, perhaps, between the Clintons and between the Clintons and the Obamas, and they're not going to mess it up over this.
Yeah. At least not in front of everyone.
Not in front of everyone.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.